Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very kindly. I was watching this guy, he was watching like this. Oh, you will fall asleep. How can you sleep when you see the waves goes like that? Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a wonderful audience. I must tell you, we have a little difficulties here, technical difficulties, but we have all our equipments at the other tent. By the tower, we're going to have a big show for you. We promise you that. The machine didn't work, okay? But I tell you what, girls, I want to share with some of these two guys here. They really enjoy. Please get two of them, bring them up, and let's have some fun, all right? Yeah. How about that? We got another one here. Hey! Hey, why not? The more the merry. Come on, come on now. Let's give the young man, all these two young men, a big, big hand. Yes. Gentlemen, turn around. By the way, you fellas have done this dance before?
Not really.
You guys married?
Nope.
Oh, you done it then? I tell you what, just follow what the girls do, okay? The secret of this dance, just go like how when the drum goes, okay? Here we go. Start off slowly. Okay, we're going to feature them one by one. Gentlemen, do the best you can because we have a prize for the winner, right? Go, 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 go! Hey, hey! All right! Yeah. Stand over here. Just stand there. Okay, let's feature the second couple. Folks, remember, this is a competition. Yell as much as you can, all right? Get started, get started. How about a nice hand, okay? I tell you what, we're going to vote. Bring young man, please come back here. We're going to vote, see who is the best dancer between these two guys, all right? Because we have a prize for the winner, all right? When I point out to number one, you yell as loud as you can. Let's hear for number one. Yeah. Let's hear for number two. Yeah. I don't know which one. Let's try one more time. Number one. Number two. Yeah. Number one. Yeah. Number two. Yeah. And the winner is him. Yeah. Let's give these two young men a big, big hand, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that the machine is work, and we're going to try to do some more dancing for you. I believe, is it working? Okay. Okay, this time we're going to leave the island of Tahiti and take you all the way to the beautiful island of Hawaii. But before we go to Hawaii, ladies and gentlemen, I want to explain a little bit about the drums of Tahiti, okay? This is called a to'ere. Can everybody say to'ere?
To'ere.
Beautiful. This to'ere was carved by Mr. Lamour from France. My goodness, how did you get a Frenchman to do that? Yeah, I see the writing inside. This young man, his name is Viliami, and he's from the island of Tonga. Also, he's playing, and he's the world champion fire knife dancer, ladies and gentlemen. Don't miss that luau to see him dance tonight, okay? But he's going to demonstrate few beat from the island of Tahiti, few rhythms. And he's got the first rhythm he's going to play for you is called Pahu, okay? How about that? Yes. By the way, that Pahu beat is for young ladies who are married. This time he's going to play a beat called Harmonia. That's for the virgin. If any of you virgin want to dance, you come forward. All right? Here's Harmonia. All right. How about that? Yes. And the third beat he's going to play for you, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, he was in the world competition of to'ere players in Hawaii. Number one. He's going to play for you a beat called Morea. Morea is about the island of Morea in Tahiti. Here we go. Oh, this is a sexy one. You want to dance? Come on over and dance. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Mr. William, yes. You have seen a lot of Hawaiian tradition dance, and I'm very happy to see that too today. But this time, we're going to take you to Hawaii and show you how you missionaries come over there and ruin Hawaii, all right? Ladies and gentlemen from Hawaii, there's a lovely girls with the hula medley. Let's give them a nice hand. Here they are.
You can travel here and there. You can travel most everywhere.
Turn the lights off.
There's no place like Hawaii. They have everything and more than you'd ever seen before. There's no place like Hawaii.
Lovely serenity, ladies and gentlemen.
Whenever you come to the island,
yes,
wherever you happen to be,
what's the
chances
hands?
Are you won't be far from my wahine and me. Riding along on the surfboard, strolling along by the sea.
Oh, yeah.
She's here, she's there, she's everywhere, my wahine and me.
Lovely serenity, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely Maile from the island of Tonga.
I love you so. Malia Matita, won't you dance for me? And do ya hula, please dance for me. Malia Matita, won't you dance? Ya hula la. Hula for me. Malia Matita, I know that you want to hula for me.
Lovely Miley. From the island of Tahiti.
That pretty Maui girl, she lives at Waikabu. With those rosy cheeks and her pearly teeth and that lovely nut brown hair. Her waist is oh so slender. Her opu to my Nui Nui, of all the wahines I ever did aloha, I lovely wahine beach them all.
How nani, ladies and gentlemen?
Hands on your hip, do that hula dip. Sophisticated hula, it's the talk of the town. Partner round, soon you'll cover ground. Sophisticated hula, it's the talk of the town. There's a saying, old but very true, when you leave, Hawaii goes with you. Oh, what beauties you will see with such hospitality. For there's no
about that, yes. Can we try that song from the beginning, Nia? It's very true. There's no place like Hawaii, all right? How many of you been to Hawaii? There you go, one, two. Lucky you, I've never been there myself. I'm still working, saving my fare. Okay, I tell you what, let's sing along on this song, all right, before our hula girls come back. There's no place like Hawaii. Here we go. That's all you're going to say.
Travel here and there. You can travel most everywhere.
Everybody.
But there's no place like Hawaii. They have everything and more than you'd ever seen before. There's no place like Hawaii.
There's another one.
Whenever you come to the island, wherever you happen to be, chances are you won't be far from my wahine and me. Riding along the surfboard, strolling along by the sea, she's here, she's there, she's everywhere, my wahine and me.
This is my favorite one. Here we go.
I love you so, Malia Matita, won't you dance for me? And do ya hula, please dance for me. Malia Matita, won't you dance? Ya hula la. Hula for me. Malia Matita, I know that you want to hula for me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this time we're going to take you to the island of New Zealand. By the way, any of you been to New Zealand? Oh, lucky you. New Zealand is one of the beautiful islands of Polynesia this time. You know, the migration of Polynesia, we believe that we started off from Hawaii to Tahiti, from Tahiti all the way to New Zealand. But along the way, folks stopped in Tonga and Samoa. Okay, New Zealand is the biggest island of Polynesia, and they dance a little different from the Hawaiian, not too much different from the Hawaiian and Tahitian. They are dramatic dancers. The folks from New Zealand, they bounce the hell out of the ground, you know. Means if they don't move the ground, they don't really dance. But I told them not to bounce the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, would you put your hands together? This time we're going to go to the island of New Zealand, bring them out with their own costumes and dancing, and do for you the Maori Haka. Here they are.
Hey! Tēnē te pōnei ni
Māori ki ngā rīmi Kashi.
Aue, iti ku ake aha E te re do re noa E ota ota tipu ake iki tākiwa E patai anā koto anā uva mātare
Swinging around, ladies and gentlemen, is known in the island of New Zealand. Volleyball. Thank you. You know, that was one of my act when I first started in show business. You don't believe me? Give me the balls. I used to swing those things, you know. And this time we're going to leave New Zealand, take you back to the island of Tahiti. And Tahiti is a very exciting island of Polynesia. They dance faster than the Hawaiian and the Maori. And also Tongans. We're going to take you over there, bring out our lovely hula girls to do for you the Ahuroa. Yes, here they are. Orchestra, you ready? Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I must tell you, you're a wonderful audience, and we have more store for you. But and thank you very kindly for the committee for inviting us to be with you. We invite you also to come see our, join with us in our Hawaiian feast, the luau. And, but ladies and gentlemen, how about a nice big hand for our young ladies? Lovely Serenity and lovely Haldani. And also our toilet players. Please stick around. There's also more entertainment for you. But from us to all of you, we'd like to say aloha!
Okay. Thank you, Nomoa. Thank you, Natane Productions. They will be back again. As we mentioned, the luau cook-off will be at 5 o'clock over by the tower. It's not on, is it?
Check.
And you'll be able, they'll be giving another large show over there. But right now, coming up next, will be the Chinese Cultural Association, which is going to be performing a variety of Chinese dance styles. And to tell you a little bit about them is our ethnomusicologist from Rollins College in Orlando by the name of Lee Wei. And he'll give you a little bit of background on what you're going to be seeing next. Thank you. Lee?
Thank you, Steve. I need your big favor because this group is rather large. So I need your backup and, you know, just all the on the age of this camp. And if you want, you can stay on a stage, you know, because the centerpiece, actually, they are going to require for the performance. Thank you very much.
We have to move all of the chairs.
Chairs, yeah.
You may move your chairs to the stage or beyond the tent. But we're going to be clearing out this.
This is a feather fan dance originated in the imperial court of the Tang Dynasty, which is back 1,000 years ago. So this is very old dance form, and it's very graceful, very beautiful form, and also splendid costume. We're going to play some music, and are we ready for this music? So, yeah, let's have a big hand for this dance form. Thank you. Hello. I don't know if you noticed, the one characteristic of this kind of imperial court dance is everything is keep a moderate, no extremely, okay, very refrained manner. This is one of the also can relate to the Confucian. Confucian, you know, the Confucius, many know the Confucius, who is the old sage of China, and very emphasize everything in a controlled manner. So this all dance also reflect that aspect of the refrain, kind of a moderation action of the dance. The other thing I know, this costume usually it's very long, and the purpose is the woman's foot never be seen, can be seen. It's all sealed. You cannot supposed to see this their beautiful foot. Of course, this modern costume, you have to move around. You cut, you know, a little bit shorter. Now, the next one is folk dance form. It's called ribbon dance. And you see these lovely boys and girls and already. And also, watch out. This can be very, you know what I mean. Okay, thank you very much.
Wrong side?
Thank you very much. Next one is also a kind of a folk dance form. It's called Lianxiang dance. Lianxiang is actually, in ancient time, they use a piece of bamboo and a carving with a little hole, then put some coins inside. Coin, the symbol is fortune. It's very, very popular in China, so they put coins in this and make some noise. And but today, the modern version, of course, they use kind of a metal, more durable, and if you it cannot break down, so it's more popular today. And they put kind of coins, but it's not real coins, but make noisy. Same function, and sounds like rattles. And this is again played by these young girls. Thank you.
Young dance.
Now, next program, you will be surprised by seeing this wonderful Chinese version of yo-yo. Okay, I won't say anything. I hand this microphone to Mr. Frank Yi, and he knows more about this, and he's the coach of these young boys, yo-yo.
Thank you. They are all the kids from Jackson Chinese School. And they learn this yo-yo from 3 months to 3 years. And the exercise, this is a very good exercise. You have to use your hand and your eye coordination. It takes time to practice. However, most of the time, the kid can pick up in 1 day. It takes me about 2 weeks to really master how to get it work. And then people teach me and I start to learn. This is really good exercise because I think in about 10 minutes, you start to sweat, especially for me. In Florida. And right now we're going to perform for you. But however, because this is a yo-yo, we are going to throw the yo-yo up and down. So I need to ask you to move back a little bit further if you can, because I don't want to hurt you. And so let's welcome the Chinese school student yo-yo team. Thank you. The first thing it's going to do is first get the yo-yo up and start to spinning yo-yo very, very quickly. You're going to see them, they're going to make the sound, and then next they're going to make the tricks. So let's get the yo-yo up. One and two and three, go. And they're really, really fast movement, and the center axle is so hot, you touch it, you're going to hurt your finger. Okay, the first thing they're going to do, the monkey climb the tree. This time, they're going to make the yo-yo climb on their string up. Okay, get ready. One, and two, and three, go. Give them a hand, thank you. The next thing they're going to do is a bridge. This is, they're going to make the bridge form. If you watch closely, you're going to see the structure of the bridge. Let's get ready. One, and two, and three, go. Thank you. Okay, next one, they're going to do snake. So I will ask you to be careful now. And second row student, move back one step, please. Get ready. They're going to throw the yo-yo to you, so be careful. One, and two, and three, go. Woo! Give them the hand here. Okay, next one, they're going to do the locomotive for you. And this one's much tougher act. Let's watch them to do. First, they have to change hand. Let's get ready, change. Okay, now they're going to pick up the speed again. You're going to see the yo-yo, you know, spin around their the strings. Let's get ready. One, and two, and three, go. Thank you. Give them a hand. Okay, let's change backhand. The next one, they're going to do the butterfly. This time, the yo-yo is going to fly on top and then catch again. So they need more rooms. Let's second row student, move back one step, please. Let's get ready. One, and two, and three, go. Thank you. Next thing they're going to do is a frog. You're going to see the yo-yo pass around their legs. Now, this is really tough. They have to get up speed. Let's give them some time. This one, I tell the truth, I cannot make. The student do it. Let's get ready. One, and two, and three, go. Thank you. Okay. This one is even more difficult. This time, Andrew is going to make the yo-yo throw between his neck. And we're going to do the neck burn here. Let's get ready. One, and two, and three. Thank you. Give them a hand. The last one he's going to do is more difficult one. This time, like I said, he's going to using his finger to hold the yo-yo and yo-yo spin on his finger. Let's get ready. Give him some silence. He have to patience and concentration. Let's get ready. Andrew, when you're ready, you go ahead. Thank you. Thank you very much. I think they really spend a lot of time to practice, and this is really good hand and your mind coordination, and this takes time, but once they did it, they do much, much better than I am. Now we're going to turn to the next program. Thank you.
I would predict that this is going to be one of the hottest sports in America. It's fascinating. I especially amazed by the sound, you know, they make. It's fascinating. The last one they're going to present is a minority. It's a dance, but it picked from you know, southern China by an ethnic group called the Miao. Actually, many people know Hmong people in Southeast Asia. So this is a very similar ethnic group in China, in southern border with the Thailand and the Burma area. And it's called a Golden Cup Dance. And, you know, you have a little golden cups and make noises. And there's some gestures, you know, they kind of a toasting, then, you know, drink, then kind of become drunk. They have become drunk. Thank you very much. And The organization wanted to take this opportunity to express their gratitude to the Taipei Economic Cultural Council for them to make this event possible. And I'm sure you have a lot of questions regarding these dance forms, you know, the yo-yo, and they are here. And tomorrow they also have a performance in the, I think it's performance stage over there tomorrow. Again, and thanks very much. I don't know whether the next group is here already.
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay, good. So we just make some transition here.
We need 5 minutes to move set up things back to a stage with seats under the tent. So if you can bear with us, we'd like to move back to the way things were before this group. Okay. Take us 5 minutes.
Yeah, sorry for the inconvenience.
There's a similar form of drumming in Guyana. But the tasa drum itself is these two drums right here, which has a clay shell with goatskin covers. Then it's usually accompanied by a bass drum made out of mango wood with two heads, of course. And then as a timekeeper, you have what's called a janj, which are these two small cymbals over here. This music is very, very popular in Trinidad. It's used especially for weddings and Hindu weddings. And if you haven't really lived until you've been to a wedding in Trinidad and had a chance to, where the wedding goes on for about 2 or 3 days, the tasa drums play a very important role in the wedding. There are various rituals which are held over the 2 or 3 day period. But it kind of culminates when the bride's family and the groom's family are walking down a road towards each other, each with their own set of tasa drummers. So then there's kind of a big battle between the tasa drummers to see who can outplay whom. And it's really a wonderful thing to observe. Anyways, that whole tradition has been brought to the South Florida's Indo-Caribbean community, where the drummers continue to work for weddings, but also for various festivals such as Diwali and Pagwa and so forth. So it's very much a part of the life down in South Florida, and it's a real pleasure to have this group with us here today. Actually, Romeo Ragbeer, who's on the far left over there with the cymbals, is the master artist in this case. As some of you have heard about, there's a program sponsored by the state called the Folk Arts Apprenticeship Program, where we try to pair masters in some art form with younger fellows so that they can pass on the tradition and learn. So in this case, Romeo has been playing tasa drums since the 50s, perhaps 60s, 60s we'll say. And any case, he's been teaching Shiva, two fellows by the name of Shiva, and we also have Chris here, who's going to be joining in. They've all been learning this art form and are going to give you a demonstration for a few minutes, and then we're going to bring on some of Romeo's colleagues who usually work with him at the weddings and so forth, so you can hear the senior fellows. So without any further ado, Romeo and the boys. Thank you. Romeo, of course, each one of these rhythms is known as a hand, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about each of the hands, what that first one was, and what you have in store for us here.
That first hand was called Nagara. Next, we're going to have a hand called Chaubola, which is a faster hand, you know, usually for dancing. And then we're going to have a hand that's called Calypso, which was originated in Trinidad because of the steel drums and the Calypso.
Okay, so those were the apprentices who, as you can see, have been learning quite a bit through the program. And now we're ready to move on to the senior fellows of Romeo and the Boys. And Okay, how about one more round of applause for Romeo and the Boys? You'll have a chance to learn a lot more about Tassa drumming if you're interested. I'm not sure this microphone's on. Anybody can hear me? It is on? Okay. As I said, Romeo is one of the masters in the Folk Arts Apprenticeship Program. Has anybody been over to what's called the Folk Arts Village, which is on the other side of the tower? There are about eight little houses down there where masters of various traditions, everything from Irish fiddling to Russian icon making to Trinidadian steel pan fabrication. They're all down there demonstrating their art. So if you want to go down there and meet some of these people, I'd recommend you take a walk over to the other side of the tower. Also, Romeo will be back here again tomorrow, I believe at 1 o'clock, to talk a little bit more about the tradition. In the meantime, we're waiting for the Hawaiian dance troupe to come back. They should be here in a few minutes. So if maybe y'all could take a rest, get us something to drink, and we'll be ready to go in about another 5 minutes. For another performance, and Kai Brandon will be giving you a little bit of background about the chants and dances which you're going to see now from the island of Hawaii.
Does everybody here know what the word aloha is? Yeah. This chant that I'm going to do for you is an aloha chant. It uses the letters A. Oh, he always wants me talking to this thing. Sorry. It uses the letters, the first letters of the word aloha. So it uses the word A. A means akahai, and akahai is that you are always foremost one in thought. The next letter is L, which is lokahi, means unity. And the next letter is O, which is olu olu, and olu olu in Hawaiian means pleasant. So may your thoughts be pleasant. The next letter that it uses is H. H is ha'a ha'a, which means to be humble in spirit, always. And the last letter is A, and A is ahunui, and ahunui means to always be remindful of your past, okay? So this is the aloha chant, and I extend this to you. A kaha'i e na hawa'i, lo kahi a kulike, olu olu e kamana, ha'a ha'a o kukulana, a hanui a lanakila, aloha e. Aloha e, aloha e. Oh, you're going to chase me all over with that thing.
I had to learn standing on the other side of a wall, away from people, how to chant. My next friend and companion, she's going to do for you a welcoming chant, and it welcomes everyone to come and listen, that they may be able to enjoy the things that, you know, we have to share. I get used to these things too much. What we're going to do for you is we're going to do for you what we would normally do if we were back home and we were practicing. So I'm going to introduce our haumana, which is our students. The first one on the stage is my daughter, Leona. We call her Liko Lehua, which is little flower. And hopefully when she gets older, she'll bloom into a blooming flower. And not a blooming idiot.
But let's not bloom too soon.
The next one in the line, her name is Gabby. And Gabby's been with us for about 4 years. She goes to college. She is a number one student. I mean, she's like a real smart. She's very Akamai, this one. But anyway, so when she comes, somebody says, "Do you have the words?" And everybody goes, "Gabby has the words," because Gabby, she brings everything. She's very prepared. So when I need anything, she organizes me.
What she means is I'm anal.
Oh, we call that word is okoli. And somebody said, I got a new Hawaiian name, and it says, my name's now Okoli Nui. And I go, oh, somebody gave you that word, that name. Is he here? Okay, good. Where are you? Where are you, Okoli Nui?
But Gabby is a very dedicated person. She's a very dedicated dancer. We're very honored to have her as part of this halau.
Yes.
She also is a 4.0 student at the University of South Florida. She already has her baccalaureate degree paid for in scholarships and her master's as well.
Right. Her heritage is, I believe, Chinese, black, and... Okay, so she's a little bit of a calabash bowl. Our next haumana is, her name is Nebi, and Nebi is, she works with children all day, so she puts up with us really well. She's one of our school teachers, and she also does her native dance, which is African. And we have really enjoyed Nebi because she too is dedicated, and you know what? I like it when she goes, "We have to do this again. It's just whipping me all over this. This hula is just killing me." So this is Nebi, and we are so pleased. She teaches students, and like I said, she teaches elementary students. She works with performing, and she's been noted for the performances that her groups do. She does belly, I think, Russian,
Irish.
So, I mean, when you're that versatile, it's really nice because along with that comes the culture. The next dancer that we have, which is not only a haumana, but she also teaches outright down in Sarasota, and she comes up our way to kind of take and be part of our group, and we're very, very special to have her. Her name is Beverly Ki'i Le Dai, and she had a kani here earlier that was dancing, and I, you know.
Her husband.
Yeah. And her husband. Where's her husband? But anyway, so that's Beverly, and she's. You've been teaching for how long now?
15 years.
Only 15.
She's probably forgot more than I know. We'll ever remember. But anyway, so we're gonna start our class. Yes, I.
Ho ma koko.
Okay.
Let's try again.
What are we doing?
We're going to warm up. Kaholo. Each step has a name. This means kaholo, or it means to move. And this is exactly what happens when the water moves along the surface of the earth. And we will do this until I say another word. Hello. This motion is called a hella. And it means to spread. Lohi. Lohi means to go slow. And believe it or not, it's harder to go slow than it is to go fast.
Hawaiian aerobics.
Kaholo. Uwehe. Uwehe means to spread. This is a normal step that is done by the men. The men do an uwehe, and the women usually do an uveke. The women pop their knees forward, the men pop their knees out, as Leona will demonstrate the difference. Mahalo. So men, it means to spread or to air it out. Koholo. Okay, let's get it together, girls. Are we there? Ami. And Ami is a circular motion done with the hips, and it portrays, I guess, what you would call a whirlpool effect or a tornado, which is a spin. Are we all together?
No.
Okay, let's try. Let's go right. And left.
Emma. Akau. Emma. Akau.
Koholo.
Kui.
This is also another dance step that's used by the Kanis. It's also one of those steps that identify with us, the Indians. A lot of the Hawaiian believe that they really came from the east, and if you go to Hawaii and you look east, you see the United States. This is one of the numbers that we do when it's like an old style. Koholo. The next step we're going to do is called an oni'u. It's a figure eight, and it's what we consider happens when you get tossed by the wind. Oni'u, and one. Aiha'a means to drop. You don't have to go down that low. I'm not going to be mean. Not in front of all these people. You'll have witnesses. Okay, let's get it together. Right. Two, three, four, and one, two. Koholo, and... one, two, there we go. I usually have to sit in the back or in the front. The next step we're going to do is what they call a lele, and it's a step up and down. And it's what normally happens when water oversteps a pebble. Lele. Koholo. Heala. Heala, heala, hea. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nui. So that tells you some of the steps that we use in the dance, and all of them are mostly combined.
Oh, very good. You guys. Oh. Well, it's hard to talk into this thing. Okay, now that the girls are really warmed up. Okay, we're going to go ahead and do for you an entrance chant. Okay. It's how we enter the stage. Thank you. I don't think it goes down anymore. In competition, when you go on and you enter into a stage, you have to do it befittingly. And so this is what this chant does. It allows you to go into the stage, and not only do you enter the same way, you have to exit also the same way, in the manner it. And what that does is you come out and you bring with you all your ancestry and all your knowledge forward. I hopuke ekala ma kahikina e. Hopuke ekala ma kahikina me kuhua ka ihele no humukahi a mai na iva me iaka. Me ka pula ke iko ulu vehi vehi ne I mai na iwa. Me ku ualo ma te alo ka poka a iwa iwa. Ho ino e ke kapu me na ali I. E ola ma ko au ma loa lae a lae a lae a. A hi e. The next one we're going to do for you is called Heia. And Heia is a surfing song. How many surfers we got here? You got? Oh, yeah. Hey, it's just one step into hula. Okay, so we're going to do like a surfing song. So we'll get everybody lined up. And you know, the girls get real insistent about, you're in my place. You're not on the right side. You have to be on the left side of me. So what happens is they bond with each other. And when you take one away, it leaves a puka in the spot. Okay? That puka means a hole. And sometimes they become disoriented. So the one covering her eyes is always disoriented. Okay.
Even so, with directions.
They get lost. I get really worried about them. Okay, so they're going to do for you, Heia, and this is in honor of King Kalakaua. Pa. Aia, aia, heia, la, ikana, lupue, heia, na. Ea, 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 ea.
Aia.
Aia, ei, ea, la, ikana, lue, ea, na. Ea, 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 ea. Ea, na, ika, la, la, la. Ho, ea, na, ita, motu. Ea, 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 ea. Hei ana ita la 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 ho I ana ita motu ea 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 ana ui ki kahala aoya I ke kai ea 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 ana ui ki kahala aoya I ke kai ea ea. Ea, ea, ahe kuhi heva koula, ai ahi ka pole. Ea, 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 ahe kuhi heva koula, ai ahi ka pole. Ea, 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 aina mai kapuana la ohala la la iaknukumanu. Ea hina mai kapuana la oho la 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 ia kanukumanu. Ea ia, ea ia, ea ia.
Hai, 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 hai,
your Kalani Kavika Kalakawa.
He'd be rolling in his grave about now.
One thing that is good about a hula, anybody can dance hula. Young, old, heavy, heavier, heaviest, skinny, skin, and thin. So it's not, it's man and woman, and I've seen a couple of dogs do the hula too, yeah. So I mean, and they get them birds to do the same thing, you know, so why not people, right? The next number that we're gonna do for you is a number that's a little on the kolohe side. It's kind of a fun thing, and it talks about fishing. And when we do certain kahikos, we really aren't allowed to smile. And so when you see, they go, wow, those people are just in agony because they don't look like they're smiling. Some we smile with and some we do not. My husband says, how come the girls aren't smiling? And I said, well, didn't you see they smiled at one hula? So what we're going to do is Ikana Pole, and it talks about fishing for a limpet over in Hawaii. And that's what the song talks about, but the motions are not. So they're going to do this number for you. What time is it? Okay, ready? Now this is for fun.
Can we sing with
the twilight? Yes,
you can chant it too.
Okay, here we go.
I kana po ka ia ma ka ia huli me pai pu ala o pu ia mai ta lai o halo nai te o ka lai o ka ala la he ala he ala e ai I kana po ka ia ma ka ia huli me pai pu ala o pu ia mai ta lai o halo nai Kayo kalai, o ka alela, hea la, hea la, ea. O ka opi, ha la la la, ea.
Hana homo I tapale, ha la la la, ea. Holo I ka pohaku, ha la la la, ea. Pui pu, ume, ume, ha la la la, ea, hea la, hea la, ea. O ka ia ia I pake pake ia e te leihia o te tulu aho moe Hinu hinu vale I ta iri o ke kai
Ooh!
O te tae o lohia o talapa ke ala hei ala hei ala ea O ka ia ia I pake pake ia e te leihia o te tulu aho moe Hinu hinu vale I talihi o ke kai
I te tae holo hi a
talapa ke ala hei ala hei ala e a O ka o pihi ha la 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 e a e hamo hamo I ta pale ha la 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 e a Kolo I ka pohaku ka la 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 e a Pai pu ume ume ha la 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 e a e a la e a la e a
The next one we're going to do, and this is really a reverse order.
The next
is we're going to do a chant for Pele, okay? And it's A Pele, A Pele. But I would like for Keeley to stay. A Pele, A Pele is a chant, and it talks about how when the lava comes down the mountain, how it digs up the dirt, and how the smoke puffs up, and how it creeps along the slopes of the mountains. And so, like I said, this is usually a reverse order. But I do want to pay homage to where it all began, and it all began with a lava flow back in Hawaii. So,
and continues to begin.
That's right. And it adds more life to the island. So for you, we're going to do this one chant in honor of the goddess who lives in the volcano. I... E pele, e pele, ka'u ka'uli anai. E pele, e
pele ka uka uli ana. Hey pele, hey pele ka uka uli ana. Hey pele, hey pele uahina uahina. Hey pele, hey pele uahina uahina. Hey pele, hey pele one luna one luna. Hey pele, hey pele one luna one luna. Hey pele, hey pele one lalo one lalo. Hey pele, hey pele one lalo one lalo. E pele pele ka o pui pe e nui. E pele pele a o kui pe e nui. Haina ia mai e pele la ea. Haina ia mai o pele la ea. E ala e ala ea. Ah ye ye ye. Hey, Mele, no, Pele. The next number we're going to do, and they want to do one that is, has everybody know. Kalakaua. We're going to do Kalakaua Hei Noa, okay? Kalakaua Hei Noa is another chant designed for Kalakaua, and it'll probably be the one that we end with. But they're going to use an implement called the kala'au, and the kala'au is just simply a stick. And they call it a kala'au because, well, if you don't hit the stick and you hit the person that's holding the stick, they always go, ow! But it does take a lot of concentration. They do what they call the wehi about 80 times. And for those that are not familiar with it, the men were the first really true hula dancers in the islands. When they danced in the temples, the he'iaus, it was primarily the men. When they did public performances, they called it hula. Okay, and so there's so many variations. Today we're just honoring the kahiko side, which is the ancient hula. And we do occasionally awana, which is awana means to roam away from the norm. So it's a modern hula. And I will let the girls get set up because they, you know, like I said, they're so particular. They have to dance next to somebody. Oh, it's like, oh. And then also they get attached to their implements. So they go look for the implements. Like, somebody has my kala'au, and they'll go search it out before, you know. And they refuse to dance. Some of them will refuse to dance if they don't find their own things. We have another hula dancer. She feels sometimes under the weather. We're going to ask her to come. She comes. Well, now, and I'm going to tell you something. Hula was never as structured as it used to be. They never all wore the same costumes. If somebody came and played music and another dancer was out in the audience, it was always, always inviting for them to come and share the stage. So if anybody knows this number, please. We have some extra kala'au in the back. The one that joined us on the stage, her name is Haukea. Haukea stands for Snow White. So she's been with us for quite some time, and she's very artistic, and she's very Hawaiiana. She lives Hawaii every day. So we're going to do for your last song, Kalakaua Hei Noa.
Hi, Kalakaua Hei Noa.
My kai'i, whoo. Hi, Kalakaua Hei Noa. Kalakaua Hei Noa, kapua mai ole I ka la'a. Kalakaua Hei Noa, kapua mai ole I ka la'a. Kapua mai la I ka mauna, he kuahiri o manakea. Kapua mai la I ka mauna, he kuahiri o manakea. Ke ala I te tiloea, ma lama lama over hini kapu. Ke ala I ke kiloea, ma lama lama over hini kapu. Aluna au e kahuna, I ka pali ka pu o ka au e a. Aluna au e ka huna. I ka pali ka pu o ka au e a. E mai te ali i tu manu. Ula behi o ka hulo o ka mamo. E mai te ali i ti a manu. Ula behi o ka hulo o ka mamo. Kamua nani a o Hawaii. Kala kaua he inoa. Kapua nani a o Hawaii. Kala kaua he inoa.
And that ends our program. So we'd like to say aloha to you and thank you.